to repeat what he said. So, you know, since we've already had a Shir Ptikha, maybe what we'll do is we'll jump into the Shulchan Aruch and the Agav. I'll sort of summarize some of the things I have prepared for the Shir Ptikha in order of the Shulchan Aruch, but in a, you know, briefer fashion than I would have otherwise. The Shulchan Aruch starts, Siman Tzadik Ches, Isser Shir Sari Beheter. Just Agav, I should point out that on the one hand, Hilchos Harovos is clearly about something different than Basar B'Chalav. Basar B'Chalav is about mixtures of meat and milk, while Hilchos Harovos is about mixtures of Isser and Heter. So in some ways, they're dealing with very different things, such that the concept of Tam Ki'ikar is only relevant to Hilchos Harovos, and many of the concepts we've seen are only relevant to Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. So there's much that's only relevant to one or only relevant to the other. You know, all the Bitl Yavish, which we'll get to, is only relevant to Starovos, etc. But there's much that's in common as well, which makes it a little confusing, such as, you know, some basic rules as to how things are misariv, like, for example, when item A gives a blias tam to item B is really the same for Basavon and Starovos. You know, half in Hook, Basavon and Kolov, half in Hook, Starovos. So there are some things which we'll be learning that, well, we covered Basar B'Chalav topics then, now we'll cover Hilchos Harovos topics. But then there are other things, like, you know, how to measure a taroves, how do you measure shishim? I mean, you're going to measure the same way when you have to estimate whether it's this or that. You know, tzli and kavosh and malicha, and how far does the tam go, a klipa, a tila, etc. You know, those are metzias. You do the same for Basar B'Chalav taroves. So one of the things we'll have to watch out for a little, which I'll try to remind us of, is that, you know, when you're learning something, it may be something specifically about Tarovos, like, for example, the concept of Tam Ki'ikar, nothing with Basar B'Chalav, or it may be something which applies equally to Basar B'Chalav and Tarovos, just randomly happens to end up in Hilchos Harovos, while other things happen to end up in Basar B'Chalav, or be on the lookout for is a concept that applies equally to Basar B'Chalav and Tarovos and was covered both places, so we'll have to make sure to chazer what we learned then and make sure it matches what we learn now. So I'll try to lead you along that, but we'll have to remember that in our limud, this is one of the confusing aspects about the Shulchan Aruch. Having a Hilchos Basar B'Chalav and Hilchos Harovos is that, you know, some topics, especially the ones which have to do with Metzias and not Din, you know, apply equally to both and are scattered randomly, you know, and something like Chanan Bishari Surin, Agav Chanan of Basar B'Chalav snuck into Hilchos Basar B'Chalav already, and most of it's there and not here. So we'll have to keep in mind when we should be hazarding in our minds very briefly what we've already done and making sure that it matches properly, as opposed to those cases where it's, you know, totally irrelevant. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch opens Hilchos Harovos with Isser Shem Sarek Beheter Min B'She'ino Mino. If it's, and here you'll allow me to be a little prejudiced in advance, but if two different types of things mix, meaning not just different halachically, Isser Shem Sarek Beheter, but also physically different, not Isser apples and Heter apples, but, or Isser meat and Heter meat, but Isser meat and Heter barley. Kigon, Chelev, that'd be Chelev otherwise, would be on the last beginning. Shenis Are Bibasar, Chelev gets mixed in with meat. Right? So in these cases, Min B'She'ino Mino, you have two Isser that gets mixed in with Heter, and the Isser has a different taste than Heter. So B'Metzias, either there was so much Isser that the whole thing tastes like the Isser. I don't mean taste only like the Isser. But like one of the, right, if I taste cholent, I say, I taste a, you know, I could take like an egg out of the cholent. I could say I taste the egg, I also taste the meat in the cholent, whatever taste would have ended up in there. So I could have a soup, right? If it's just hot water, I'll just taste hot water. If it's chicken soup, you'll give it to me, it'll just look like a liquid, I'll say, I taste the chicken, I taste the vegetables, whatever it is that I taste. So if you can taste the Isser, then it is usser, is the principle here. If you cannot taste the yeser, then it is mutter. This is the principle of, now the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch skips one of the cases in the Gemara, Chulin, which we'll come back to in a moment, but the Gemara in Chulin Daf, Rava, that Tzadithayim and Aleph, to the top of the base, says, Amar Abana, three ways to measure Tarovas. Either Ti'im, Ta'am, Fela, or Shishin. Either a Jew tastes it, or a guy tastes it, or you measure Shishin. So the Shulchan Aruch really discusses a guy tasting it in Shisha. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch discuss the case of a Jew tasting it? Because in most places, taste that implies on a Zef, Isser gets mixed in with Heter, a Jew can't taste it. As we'll see, that discussion in a moment. Yeah?
When you say you've got to taste it, what happens if you can't taste the Isser, but you can taste the effect of the Isser? In other words, the Heter was very strong, and now it's not as strong, but it's not, like, if it was an Isser onion, you can't taste it like it would be onion, but you know that the food's not normal.
That is an interesting question, which really comes up a little in the beginning of Siman Kuf Gimel. The question is, what about sort of neutral diluting tastes?
Yeah.
And we'll come back to that, but the sort of, probably, the answer is that if all you taste is dilution, like let's say I throw in Isser water into my chicken soup. So all I taste is that the taste is, if all I taste is sort of dilution, that's probably not considered tahal. But if I taste, obviously, it doesn't throw in a trefillin, it doesn't taste throw in pork, it doesn't taste like pork, but it tastes a little more meaty than it used to, that would be tahal. So, the Gemara has two cases. Three cases. Either a Jew tastes it, or a guy tastes it, or a Yushishin. Again, the reason why we don't mention Jew tasting it here is because if it's a shiloh of treif, how can a Jew taste it? He might be tasting treif. The classic example of the Gemara was, when would a Jew taste it?
Truma.
Tarovas of Truma and Chulen. The Yisrael wants to know what he can do, get a coin to taste it, since nowadays it doesn't apply, because all of Kohanim are Tameh and all our Trumas, well, at least very least all our Kohanim are Tameh, much of our Truma is Tameh as well, if it was Moksher. So it's very rare. We'll see the Shabbat for some examples a little later. So the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch discussed either Kimas Kvelo or Shisha. Okay, I haven't said anything yet. Ask questions. But the principle behind this is tima. Right? Whether it be a Jew in cases that aren't so shliach nowadays, but in the old days it would be very shliach, right? I have some truma gets mixed in, I get my local kohen to taste it. Or a guy, which is shliach nowadays, I have some treif that got mixed in with kosher, so I ask a guy to taste it, see if he can taste the treif ingredient. Apparently, if it gives a taste, it's asher. If it doesn't give a taste, it's mutter. What's that principle called halachically? Tam ke ikar. Right, there's a rule of tam ke ikar. So the very first line of Shulchan Aruch informs us of this principle. Let's try to spend a few minutes understanding this principle. The Gemara the Gemara doesn't actually debate it in so many words, perhaps, but at the very least, we should understand some degree of debate as to tam ke ikar, the Gemara brings up the issue, whether tam ke ikar is an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan. So what's the chiddush of tam ke ikar? What would have been true without the din of tam ke ikar? So, without the din of tam ke ikar, apparently I would have thought it was mutter. But the din of tam ke ikar comes and teaches me that it's usher. Let's, again, give the example. I have chulent and accidentally spill some lard into it. So I would have thought it was mutter. Tam ke ikar tells me that it's usher. Why would I have thought it was mutter? Because Achar Ram Lahatz is a bit liberal. That's the opinion of all the Rishonim except for the Ram, quoted in the Beis Yosef here on the base. According to most Rishonim, and this will be the mainstream, meaning we don't hold like the Ram, most Rishonim understand that that Misvara Bittel Verov, as long as my chulent is 51% kosher and 49% treif, that's mutter to eat. Misvara Bittel Verov. But it's exerus and kosev of a din, d'orais or d'rabbanan, there's a special din of tam ke ikar, which tells me that even though it's a minority, if I can taste it, it's the lesser. That's the approach of most Rishonim. What's the approach of the Ran? And we argue whether that din, now here is Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim understand that the svara would say bittel berov, and then tam ke ikar tells us that it's usher either min haTorah or midrabbanan. Usher, even though it's a meal. That's the way most Rishonim understand. What does the Ran say differently? She also quotes Ran. He takes this as the most pashtun thing in the world. He doesn't say I'm making a chiddush. He's like, well, this is obvious. But if you read all the Tosfos and all the other Rishonim carefully, which the Beis Yosef does for us, you see they don't hold like him. The Ran holds a different approach. He says there's two cases. You want to know what's true Misvara? There's two different cases. What are the two different cases?
The end holds it and the top holds it.
Exactly. There is Tom with Ben and Tom without Ben. Someone give me an example of Tom with Ben. I have a cholent, and what happens when I cholent? And so why don't I take it out? What do you mean? It's a piece of pork. What's a good example of Tom without Ben? What falls into my cholent? Sorry, did I say... Or what's a better example of pork juice? Lard. Right? Lard falls into my cholent. That is Tom with Ben. The lard melts into my cholent, right? If you drop lard in your cholent, you can't take it out. Right? It's like all, every bit of my cholent has some lard in it. That's Tom with Ben. This, he says, is... Misvara, he says, is Aser Min HaTorah. That's Aser Min HaTorah Misvara. Obviously, if you have treif in your pot and you can taste it, that's not a din of Tam Ke'ikar, which we have to have a pasuk and teach us, and it's a chiddush and it's a machlokes. That's Misvara L'Kuli Alma Aser Min HaTorah. That's not even within the realm of Tam Ke'ikar, he thinks. That's a svara. It's unclear what the svara is, but probably what's the svara? Svara is... What's the svar? Taka, why shouldn't it be Vata Barov?
You can't take out this, you know you're eating.
But it's still a minority. What happened to Taka Rab and Lahatos? So?
You can't be Vata Gufa Isser.
Of course you can.
No,
I can't be Vata Gufa Isser. Hold on a second. If I have one treif apple and two kosher apples and they get mixed up, it's not Vata?
If it's Nicker.
Ah, why is it Nicker? Because. Not because it's the end. Because you can taste it. Meaning, Svara is that the Isser is Nicker through its Tam and not Vatel. That's what the Ran. So the Ran says that is, we'll come back to the Svara in Rav Chaim, that is a Svara. Rav Chaim puts a Svara very nicely, but not the Ran. He says, if the Isser falls in and you can taste it, so there is Isser there and you can taste it, what do you mean by if Dabra Nikr lo Bata? Let's get this straight. What's the real meaning of the concept that a Dabra Nikr lo Nikr is not Bata? If
you can take it out, you should.
Right, if one trace hot dog gets mixed in with four kosher apples, or even 100 kosher apples, can I say Bitzel Barov? No, I take out the trace hot dog because I see what the hot dog is, so I can't say bottle. So the chiddush is maybe here, I can't take it out. But since bittul means I ignore the meat. But the Ran said, how can you ignore the meat? If you taste it, how can you ignore it? Tak, if I have four kosher apples, one treif apple, I can ignore the meat. But, no, if I have 20 dayanim who say chayiv and 3 dayanim who say potter, I ignore the meat. But how can I ignore the meat of lard if I taste it? Therefore, it's not bottle. That's the oraisa l'kul alma misvara. But what about time without pen? What's an example of time without pen? What falls into my cholent? No, if liquid falls into my cholent, that liquid is the end.
Actually, a piece of pork, can you just take it out?
But that's the end.
A piece of pork, can you take it out? No.
Exactly. A piece of pork, and I remove it. So in that case, now, hold on, I took out the pork. So what's in my cholent? Only the tom of the pork, without any pork. Now, this is a chiluk which scientifically you have to question whether you should really make. But the rod makes it. Right now, if the pork fell into my cholent and I took it out, there's tom of pork in my cholent, but there's no pork. So that, he says, is misvara mutter. Why is it mutter misvara? Because... Why is this Mutter Misvara? He says, because there's no Chetzer Shel Isser. Misvara, if the pork fell into my cholent and I removed it, and it just tastes the pork. There's no pork. There's just an effect of the pork. There's a roshim of the pork. There's an attribute of the pork was left in my cholent. But there's no pork. I took it out. So for the Ran, Tam Ke'ikar is dealing with a totally different case. Again, for most Rishonim, Tam Ke'ikar is fighting against Bithel Barov. Trey falls into my cholent, whether it be a piece of pork that I took out or lard, doesn't matter. There's some of trace in my cholent, but it's from 1 to 49%. So Bithel Barov wants to say mutter. Tam Ke'ikar comes and says usher. Knocks out Bithel Barov. For the Ran, no. That's not the issue. Bithel Barov, we never had a havamina worked. How could there be Bithel Barov if you could taste it? The svara that Tom Kicker is fighting against is not Bithel Barov. The svara that Tom Kicker is fighting against is that there's no iser. The pork fell in, I took the pork out, there's no iser. Oh, I had a taste of pork, but there's no iser. It's very Bithel Barov words. So then he says, that's where Tom Kicker says it's usser because taste is pork. Tom Kicker. The taste of pork is pork. And that's where you would have a pork is Rishonim, either Minatora or Midrabban. That's just even before we know what the din of Tom Kicker is. What's the Tom Kicker fighting against? For most Rishonim, this is the mainstream. This is that we hold. You know, the Ran really does not make a difference all for myself. But for most Rishonim, Tom Kicker is telling us when you have a minority Isser, it's Usser even though it's a minority because of Tom Kicker. For the Ran, nah, everyone knows it's Usser even though it's a minority if the Isser is there. Tom Kicker is telling us it's Usser even if it's not there. Even if the pork fell in and you were able to take it out. Right? 1 ounce of pork fell in, you took out 1 ounce of pork, you weighed it on the scale, it's all there. But some abstract, some abstract effect called ta'am occurred. So the Chiddush says that ta'am is also pork. The taste of pork is also pork.
I'm assuming the ta'am stayed after you took it out.
Well, avada. Okay. I mean, vaharaya. You ever heard of soup? Right? So if you cook chicken soup with vegetables, etc., you take out all the chicken and vegetables, the ta'am stays. I mean, that's the chach of soup. If the ta'am didn't stay, there's no ta'am kicker. But if the ta'am stayed, that's why you have a goy taste it. If Taki says the ta'am didn't stay, then you're okay. But if you can taste it, it's a problem. Now, the one thing we have to figure out is, so of course, now let's put this aside, and let's go back to Rov Rishonim. Now again, the Ran brings up another interesting angle. Rov Rishonim assume no. We're not dealing with whether it's there or whether it's not there. We're dealing with Bithel Barov. Mi svarat Bithel Barov. The din of Tom Ke'ikar comes and knocks out Bithel Barov. Says it's usher even though it's only 3%. If you can taste it. Right? So you get a guy. Tell him, do you taste any pork in this cholent? And if he says, yeah, I taste a little trace of pork, then it's usher Tom Ke'ikar, even though that pork is only 3%. He says, pork? I'm an expert in pork, and I don't taste any pork here. No way. There's no pork ingredient here. Then you say, it goes to show that whatever pork was so small and bland, it didn't affect the taste, and it's mutter. Now we have to figure out, so Tam Ke'ikar Taka, is it Usher Minat Torah, or is it Usher Midrabban? Right? The Beis Yosef discusses that, it's based, and Shulchan Aruch is based. Is Tam Ke'ikar Midoraisa or Midrabban? This rule, when you have Min B'Sheino Mino, when you have Isser that has one taste, falling into a heter, so you taste it, and, again, let's get something straight. If 51% Isser falls into 49% heter, there's no taste in the knife thing, I mean, through a Isser. Question is, if from 1 to 49% Isser falls in, then if you can't, even 49% Isser is very bland, it won't change the taste. If you can't taste it, it's all about. But if you can taste it, Tom Ke'ikar tells you it's Usser, even though it's a meat. That's Rov Rishonim. So does that mean the Raisa, that Tom Ke'ikar is a problem? Or, no, mean the Raisa is Bithel Barov, just mean the Rabbanan, the Ramachra, that's pasnish to taste an Isser. So, what's the answer? Machlok is between Rashi and Tosos, I mean, and everyone else in the world. But it's famous as Machlok is Rashi and Tosos, and rightly so, because they were Mechadish, basically all the svaras that everyone else then recycled and went into more detail, etc., etc., and just refined. So Machlok is between Rashi and Tosos. Interestingly enough, the Ran is one of the few Rishonim who's Mako like Rashi, but it doesn't make a difference, because even though the Ran is Mako, since he thinks Tom Kicker only applies to cases where the Mamushas didn't fall in, so he's not really so Mako. Okay, Rachlok is Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says Doraisa, Tosos is Midrabban. There's many sugyas in Shas that they bring as Rayas. Yeah? Rashi. Oh, sorry. Rashi holds the Rabbanan. Tosos hold me the Raisa.
Maybe we've got a color. Remind me to get the numbers.
Just briefly, what's the mock? If Tosos says midoraisa, what does he need to provide for us? A pasuk. So, where does Tosos pull the pasuk out from? For Gemara in Pesachim. Right? Pesachim taka takes it number pasuk. More Pesachim that men dalit that tanki occurs doraisa, and you need a makor for it. And they suggest the truth is there's some havamina makoros that don't work in the end. But how many makoros are there that really work? How many opinions? What?
Three.
Three? Okay, but one of them, you're thinking of Boston McCullough, maybe. This doesn't work in the end. There are two opinions. Again, we should really go through all these sugyas. I'm just telling you, like, we're not even going to, like, do the tip of the iceberg. We're going to sort of, like, graze the tip of the iceberg. These are really great sugyas. It's tremendous lumbus and a lot more deeply we can go into it, a lot of svaras. So, you know, be does know more. Let's just get some very, very basic understanding of these sugyas. If you want to know what sugyas support Tosos, you have Pesachim, that Mem Dalet Amud Beis says there's a Pasuk and it's Min HaTorah. What's the Pasuk? So what are the two options? What are the two opinions? Rabbi Akiva. Exactly. Mishras and? Right. And Giyulei Nachrev. Right. The Chachamim hold Mishras. Right. The Chachamim say it's from Mishras. And Rabbi Akiva says it's from Giulei Nachrim. What do we mean by these two pshatim? V'chol mishras anavim lo yochel, the pasuk says about a nazir. V'chol mishras, anything mishras anavim that grapes are soaked in, you can't eat. So without getting to Hetum Sarfalo Isser, which is another interpretation of Chumash, what does that mean? Anything you soak grapes in, you can't eat. Meaning, you soak grapes in water, and the water starts tasting like grape juice. But it's just the time of grapes. So you still can't eat it, it's still treif. The time of grapes is like grapes. And from there, they extrapolate to Oli Surim and Torah, that time to Iker, just like time of grapes is like grapes. The time of Oli Surim is Usser. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that pasuk is a different halachic principle. I think we learned Tam Kekka from Giulei Nachrim, which is Taka. Good point. What's the principle of Giulei Nachrim? The Torah says, and after the Machom with Midian, that what do you have to do? You have to kasher Treif Kalim. Why do you have to kasher Treif Kalim? Because if you don't kasher them, what will they do? They'll put the Tam of Treif into your food. Oh, who cares if the Tam of Treif in your food? So obviously the Torah cares, the Torah thinks that you have to kasher them, because if you get treif tam in your food, then your food will be treif. So from here we see that treif tam treifs up your food. Pretty poshut. Again, Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham, don't think it's such a mock rabzik, you lay off with a special chiddush that has to do with Hagalas Kalim, which is a very, very important chakura for all the ones about Hagalas Kalim comes out of this line. Is Hagalas Kalim about a practical way to avoid tam ke'ikr, which seems to be Rabbi Akiva, or is it a special chavot texture of a kli, like the rug, which seems to be the fachamim, but that's for night seder. That's the machlokas. Okay, great. How will, so Tosfos has a good ride. It's a mafurish gemara that says there are two opinions in Hanoim, and both of them old time kikr don't write. They just argue which pasuk it is. What does Rashi say about that? What does Rashi say about that, anyone? So Rashi right there in Pesachim says, Rashi responds, there's a third opinion. The third opinion is the Chachamim of Rabbi Eliezer, meaning the Chacham who argued Rabbi Eliezer, B'Kutcha Bavli. He says there's a third opinion called the Chachamim HaCholkin al Rabbi Eliezer. And that third opinion holds that he has two approaches. Neither pasuk means tam ke'ikr. After all, If you want to find an excuse why Mishras doesn't mean Tom Kicker, who do you ask? Just ask Rabbi Akiva. Why Mishras doesn't mean Tom Kicker? You want to know why Yulei Nochrim doesn't mean Tom Kicker? Just ask the Chachamim. So he says there's another Chachamim, not the Chachamim who argue Rabbi Akiva, but a third sheet of the Chachamim who argue Rabbi Eliezer, who says, no, Mishras means Hetman Sarf Lisser, not Tom Kicker. Yulei Nochrim is a Chiddush and not Tom Kicker, so there's no more for Tom Kicker. Or he has other ways of getting out of that. So Pashas, the Mefurish, more Sakhim, that's the Raisa. But Rashi, we'll see why. Says, no, there's a third opinion Tanaim out there, and it's really Midrabanan. another sugya, that's the sugya that seems to be like Tosos. I mean, it's the only sugya that straight up deals with Tom Kicker. There's three sugyas that sound like Rashi. One sugya that sounds like Tosos. But Tosos is very committed to the sugya because it's straight up dealing with Tom Kicker. That's the Tom Kicker sugya. And seems to be unequivocal. Tom Kicker's the right stuff. There's not even a half meaning that someone says there is no marker. The question is it marker A or marker B? And Rashi brings in, the third phantom opinion. Okay, I am Chum, obviously, to appreciate this fully. How about Rashi? What's a good sugya that Rashi brings to Raya? What did Shefter mention? What? Chulin. Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Tamo Vilo Mamosho. Rava says, no Raya, that it's Minatora. Abaye says, Tam Ovalo Mamosho, which let's assume means Tam Kicker, although that itself is not Pasha, but we're not going to get into that fully, is Midoraisa. How do we know? In Basa Makalav, I'm not going to be intricate logic, which was Shefter, although I read it a little differently, Ayin Shum. But Abaye says, look, the prince, everyone knows in Basa Makalav, right? Basa Makalav, there's no other option here, right, other than Tam Kicker. Right? Because what are you going to say? Like, how does Basa Makalav become Basa Makalav? The only option is the meat gives taste to the milk gives taste to the meat. That's Yodua. Every child of three knows that you have no choice but, at our point in the story, to admit that Basa B'chol is a function of time, right? Everyone knows, okay, if you want something historically interesting, one Shuk Rashi, which apparently has the ability of not knowing this, but that's a very, very peculiar issue, and all the historians gray on that. But everyone knows that if a drop of milk falls into a truckload of meat, that's not Basa B'chol. Only if you can taste the milk in the meat. So that proves the principle of Tam Kicker. And what does Rava answer back? Rava says, no. Basar v'cholav is different. Derech bishul asar Torah, that's a special gzeret ha'kasuv, that's a normal way of bishul, the normal way of bishul that you taste the ingredients, has nothing to do with the general rule. Only by basar v'cholav is tam d'oraisa, not by kol torah kula. So everyone knows the whole like Rava, so we all tam is only d'oraisa by basar v'cholav, not by kol torah kula. Shine for Rashi. What would Tosfos answer back? I already, sneakingly stuck into Rashi. What did Tosfos respond right there in Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph? Right, Dechia. Tosfos responds. This Rosh Hashanah did mention Dechia bi'alma, meaning the Rava never said, "I disagree with your thinking that it's midoraisa." He just says, "I disagree that you can prove it from here." Yeah, so Rava was just saying, I disagree that you have a proof from Basa B'chol. Just because you disagree with someone's proof doesn't mean you disagree with their shita. And that's the basis of so many machlokes we've shown all over Shas. Right? One person says, and the other person disagrees with the proof. Does that mean he denies the shita, and that's why he bothers? Why am I matriach myself to knock down your proof because I disagree with your shita? Or no, I'm just very analytic and intellectually honest, and I agree with your shita. But I have to knock down your proof because I'm intellectually honest and very thorough, and if it's not a good proof, it's not a good proof. So Rashi says, why would Rava bother not going to buy his proof? He must hold his natto raisa. Tosfos says, no. Rava is a very lumdish fellow. He says, I agree with you, it's the raisa, but I have to knock down your proof because I'm very lumdish, I'm interested in all the theoretical possibilities, and I'm very intellectually honest. And even though I like your shita, I won't agree with your shita because of a wrong proof. Okay. Another sugya that seems to support Rashi is the very, very fascinating sugya, which, again, I wish we could go through. It's probably hard to explain, how much physical pain someone suffers by not being able to spend a good month on all these sugyas b'ian. I have a trusty assistant who no doubt will fill that in bit by bit. Rashi brings another proof from a first line of the sugya of Zeruah B'Sheila. And we'll mention the sugya of Zeruah B'Sheila, a very fascinating sugya. But there's one throwaway line in the middle there, where Rava says, and that's fascinating because it's the same Rava. So Rav Rashi brings it as Rava l'shitase, chulen daf tzadik chesam adbeiz. What does Rava say? And Rashi will say, look, there ain't no amora more authoritative than Rava, right? And it's Rava l'shitase. Rava throws out a line, he says, tam ki ikar de bekarchin osir. Tam ki ikar de bekarchin osir. Anyone know, by the way, what would be the mukra of the tam ki ikar is osir daf in kachin? Anyone ever read the Chumash? Why would you think that in Kudshim, Tom Kaker is Osir, even if it's not Osir in Hulin? Okay, possible, but, right, what does it say about a Chatas? Kol HaShei Gavim Sarai Yikdash, which again, Pshuta Shal Mikra, someone will tell you, no, that's referring to a certain cultic taboo that anything that touches a Chatas has some holiness, etc. But, you know, if you do Shnai Mikra Yachatagam, not with King James, but with Rashi, let's say, or some other, you know, some other Masorah-oriented papyrus. Tell you, what does it mean? Which I hope you do. It means anything that's boleya tam of a chatos. If it touches a hot piece of chatos and it's boleya the tam, then it becomes kadosh like the chatos because tam keker, right? Just like tam of treif is treif, tam of truma is truma, tam of chatos is chatos, and v'chuli v'chuli. So. So he says, now get your and touch him. So Tosfos gets out of this. How does Tosfos respond? So Tosfos has one response on the daf, and then Tosfos, or in the time quoting the Rush, has another response. In one place, one response is, Tosfos says, kachim lav davka. Yeah, Tom can't give a kachim usher, because we're talking about kachim. The whole sukkah is about Zerubba Sheila about kachim. But he didn't mean davka kachim, it's a little dachar. He didn't mean Davka Kachim. He meant, we're talking about Kachim, but who has included? It's just that. And here we're not getting into the lumbus. It might be there's unique properties to Tamkeker and Kachim. It has a special Shaykhah to Kachim, even though it also has Shaykhahs to Chulin. So he was pointing out Kachim, not just Ligami Lav Davka. There's probably some sort of Tzvedinim going on here, and there's a unique level of Tamkeker and Kachim. And so he was pointing out Kachim, but he wasn't Lav Fuke Chulin. Or, in the Rush, Tosfos answers that that. Here we're dealing with a din d'rabbanan b'min b'mino. Here there's a special here there's a special chumah d'rabbanan. We're not really talking about tam. Not real tam. Real tam is usur in everything. Here we're talking about chatas meat that touch other meat. There is no tam because they both taste the same. They're both meat. So here we're dealing with a special chumrah that in kodshin, even in bimino, even the two things at the same time, if the bleed goes from one to the other, it's also daraisa. Taka, that's... Oh, can I see the rabbanan? Sorry. What I mean to say is... Kachim even min bimino usher, but in chulin, min bimino is not usher. That's only talking about min bimino. In min bimino, which is not real tam, because what do you mean? Meat gives taste to meat? What kind of taste does meat give to meat? It already has a meat taste. So that's where in kachim it's usher. So that's the case. The case is you have kachim of meat being cooked with kachim kalim, so the taste goes from kachim to kachim kalim. It's even the same animal, right? Everyone, whenever we're going to nuzzer, you know that the zroa, right, the right arm of the ayo, is kachim kachim, while the rest of the ayo, the el nuzzer, is kachim kalim, right? The zroa is only mutter kohanim. The rest of the el nuzzer is mutter lazarim. So the tam from meat to meat, he says, that's not real tam keiker. That's a unique katas kachim din that we apply tam keiker even when there's no tam to min bimino. But regular tam keiker applies to chulin. One last sugya we'll mention, which is perhaps the most crucial sugya, is what's the sugya that Rashi probably that and many other Rishonim were ended up saying like Rashi. What is the Gemara saying in Avodah Zarah? Famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah says Daf Samach Zayin, and here's where we go. We're talking, and we'll come back to this Gemara actually two or three times. Kol shetamo mamasho usher belokin olav V'zeu k'sais k'vilas pras. Tam u'ma moshu. You have mamish iser. K'sais v'chvilas pras. You get malchus. But tam u'ma moshu. Asher v'ein mokal. Tam u'ma moshu is asher without malchus. And read a tam u'kam moshu. But if it's tam u'kam, it's moshu. Which the Shulchan Aruch also sticks in. If you might have wondered. Why is the Mechaber? You know, the Mechaber stuck in Tam of Gam, and then Tzom Lashbiach, etc., and where it's pretty wrong, so the whole thing is not given about Tam of Gam. Why do the Mechaber, if Aleph here, stick in Tam of Gam? Because he's based himself on the Gemara, what is Zara, and there it's stuck it in, so here it's stuck it in. Even though he doesn't really deal with it, the Shach says on the side, I am a Kama, and if you really want to learn about Tam of Gam. But, so what is the line here? Tam of Velom Ambasho, Velom Ambasho, Aser, the ain lokin alav. So, what does Rashi say? Tam of aloma mashu. If you just have tam, you see that's asur and there's no malchus. So the first you see something that's asur and no malchus. So what does that mean? If it's asur, why are there no malchus? Because it said iser. Derabanan. Rashi says from here we see the tam kikers derabanan. Wonderful. How does Tosos get out of this? Anyone? Even if you don't know Tosos, like this is the kind of thing which you know you could think of probably most of the answers on your own. Ah, so one answer. This is the second answer in Tosos. Tosos has three answers. The second answer actually doesn't have a name, but the second answer is sorry. Who's? Did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Whose answer is that? Let's stop. One answer is Rabbeinu Tam. This way we can go in order. Rabbeinu Tam says he pulled the same trick he pulled for the Sugin Kulin Dat Sadi Ches Amid Beis. He says, this is only in Min Bimino. But Min Bisha Eino Mino, Lokin Alav. He says, this sugya isn't really about the real Tamke Iker when you have one trait gives a new taste to the Heter. That Rabbi Yochanan makes no kinta is talking about Min Bimino. Min Bimino isn't real Tamke Iker. Okay, so Min Bimino isn't real Tamke Iker. That's why you don't get Malchus. But real Tamke Iker of Min Bishaino Mino, you wouldn't get Malchus. So he says, Enachanami. It's Drabanan, but that's because it's not talking about Tom Kicker. It's talking about Min Bimino. It's talking about bogus, you know, imitation Tom Kicker. Real Tom Kicker, right? That's talking about Nevela beef gave taste to my kosher beef. So then it's not local love, it's not a real Tom Kicker. It's just like, it looks like Tom Kicker. I mean, you know, that's a ginger Drabanan. But real Tom Kicker, if Nevela beef gave Tom to my barley, then that's real Tom Kicker. My barley is a new taste. It now tastes like Nevela. That's Lokin Olav. That's the Shita Rabbeinu Tam.
Is that called
Tam though? I'll come back to that. There are. Right, that's a big machlokas, and I'll come back to it, if you don't mind.
What's the Sugya talking about? How did it say?
It's not talking about anything. It's. Which is why you have this freedom. It's talking about Tam with Gam, and all of a sudden brings a Rabbi Yochanan and says, Lokin Olav ain't Lokin Olav, and it ends with Tam with Gam. So it brings this in because it's talking about Tam Lufgam, and he ends with Tam Lufgam. So just Agav Orcha brings in this line of Tam Lomasho, Tam Loma, Mashalokin Lavain, Lokin Lavzaith, and Ibn Espras. You know, it throws in these lines which are not relevant to Mahalach of the Sugya. So what's he talking about? Who knows? So Rabbeinu Tam says, if he was talking about Tam Kikr, he would have said Lokin Lav. But he's talking about not Tam Kikr. But at Yeshom, the second day, what else could you say? He is talking about Tam Kikr. And he does mean Ain Lokin Lav. If it's the right of Arden to be Ain Lokin Lav. Did you answer this? Because? Exactly. It is Asur Minat Torah. But it's Chatzi Shir. It is Asur Minat Torah. But it's Chatzi Shir. We'll see. We're going to talk about it. But why? Because what does Gemara say? Tam u'man basho skedayis b'chdei achilas pras. So what does he say? Tam u'man basho is not code word for Tam Kicker. Tam of Aloma Masho means, let me take another word. What does the phrase Tamo Viloma Masho mean? For Rashi, it means Tam Kicker. And they're trying to say Tam of Aloma Masho doesn't get Malchus because Tam Kicker is Rabbanan. for living your time. For being a time, it means not time to ikker at all, but rather it means time of min bemino. I should put time even in parentheses, like min bemino doesn't give a time. And that's why it's min rabbanan. For the yesh omrim in Tosos, it means a case of time ki ikker, which is Pachos mikizayis bifdei achilas pras. Means a case of time ki ikker, where the ratio, now who knows what a kizayis bifdei pras is, right? Let's assume, although not so pashut, let's assume for the sake of simplicity that kizayis bifdei achilas pras means a ratio of either a sixth, an eighth, a ninth, or a twelfth, depending on whether there are three or four beitzim in the pras and whether there are two or three kizayis in an al in the beitza, although those are only the eight. So let's, for the sake of argument, let's call it a 12th. We'll be not here. That's talking about where the ratio is, the fraction is 1/20th. So you can talk and taste the isser, but it's only 1/20th isser. So you eat the kdechilas pras, you eat and eat and eat, and you haven't eaten a kzayis of isser. Right? Kdechilas pras, I don't know, let's call it 4 minutes, for no particular good reason. I eat for 4 minutes, and I haven't eaten a kzayis of isser. So why don't I get malchus? I've talked to Dominus or Doraisa. But I don't get malchus because I didn't eat the kazayis. Great. One more answer. The re-mayorleans. The re-mayorleans. I guess it's really Orlean.
Right? No, you don't pronounce the final S in French, right?
New Orleans?
That's the question. How French people pronounce it. I know how English people pronounce it.
I think French people are there first.
Okay. Anyway, Loma Shana. Okay, the re-mayorleans. Right, and there's New Orleans, because there's an Orleans someplace, right? Just like there's New York and a Jersey and Vichuli Vichuli. So the Re was from the real Orleans. the Re Orleans, or at least, you know, whatever. You know, he'd have sound enough judgment to live above sea level. The Re Orleans. The Re Orleans, what does he answer? He says it is Asur Min HaTorah. So why don't you get Malchus? It's Asur Min HaTorah. Why don't you get Malchus? Ah, exactly. But it's an Aseh. So the re-Mayorleans agrees with Rashi. He says, Tam of Lohan Lashu does mean Tam Ki'ikr. And Takets are ruled that Tam Ki'ikr doesn't get Malchus. Why? Next is Drabbanan. Everyone knows every child of three, if I answer your trivia question, what's an Isra Daraisa that doesn't get Malchus? The first thing you'll say is an Asay. Right? It's an Isra Asay. Why is it an Isra Asay? He's obviously, let's assume, right? Achri Rav Mahatzos, follow, let's assume like Rabbi Kiva, why is it an Asay? Because what does the Torah say about Yulei Nachrim? It says you should, right? And one or both has that possible referring to kashering. Right, certainly, it's a mitzvah zaseh to kasher kelim. What does that mean? It's not a mitzvah zaseh to kasher kelim. There's no mitzvah that I should go out, you know, and, before I want to add my zechuyos, before I'm kippur, let me, buy kelim for my goyish neighbor to kasher them. No, it's a mitzvah zaseh to avoid the time of treif and not eat anything at the time of treif. That's called an Isra Aseh. So therefore, since Tam Ki Ikar is only an Isra Aseh, you don't get Malchus. Ad kan di sugyas. Why does Rabbeinu Tam not like the Rabbeinu Orleans' answer? We'll see a little later why he doesn't like answer B. Why does Rabbeinu Tam not like the Rabbeinu Orleans' answer? Because the concept of excellent, very important concept, Ahadre li'isura kama. Again, this is the Mishtarian methodology shiur kinds of things that except usually like the Rimer Ligerian time, but like David all straight out. Diet along this list, I'm going to tie it into the Rishon. But what do you have? Really, Isser is Usser. But you would think it's Mutter because of Bittel Baruch. And Tom Kaker teaches you that it's Usser. So what does that mean? Really, it's Mutter because of Bittel Baruch, but it's Usser because of a new Isser called Tom Kaker. Or Tom Kaker. takes away bittel berov, and it's usser because of the original isser. That's the chalok between the Rimer Olin and the Rimer Tam. The Rimer Olin says chazer is taka olav, but it's bittel berov. So the asay of Tam Geiger tells you not to eat Tam chazer, but that's only an asay. And Tam says no, it's not like a new asay to not eat Tam chazer. It's that Tam Ke'ikr is an igloi milsa, that it's not Batzel Barov, and that it's still the original Isser of Chazer, and you get Malkus to the Isser of Chazer. So they're arguing, what Isser do you violate if you eat Tam Ke'ikr? So I eat Shodet with Tam of pork, or lard, or ham, or, you know, or Arlo, or Klaikara. If I eat Shodet with Tam Chazer, the Rimi Orlin says, I'm not violating the lav of, you know, Sachazir lo sochelu. I'm violating the assay of Tavir Beishadai or Tam Kikr. Because Bitla Bro took away the law. The new assay. Tom says, no, it's not like a new Isser. It's an Igloin Milsa that the old Isser is still here. You might have thought it's not Chazer, but Tam Kikr teaches you it's still Chazer. Oh, it's only 12%. It's still Chazer. Tam Kikr teaches you a Hadvi, bring it back to the first Isser, that it's still Chazer. That's the Shita of Rabbi Tam. It's a very fundamental one, the Shmachlokus, is then Reb Chaim makes this Hakira. I'm not sure why Reb Chaim doesn't point out, but Reb Chaim famously makes this Chakira in the Rambam, in the Ravid, but it's not Reb Chaim's Chakira. It's Rabbi Tam of the Rimer Olin's Chakira. No, when you say, you would have thought it was Osir, but you would have thought it was Mutter, but Tam Ke'ikr tells you it's Osir again. Is that a new Isser of Tam Ke'ikr? Or is that an Igloi Milsa that you're still stuck with the old Isser of Chazer? That's the locus between Rabbi Tam and the Rimer Olin's.
Can you just say that
no, so the truth is that I'm not. One answer is that the Rimer Olin's in Chulin there explains why he thinks that we should
follow Rabbi Akiva.
I mean, he said Rabbi Yochanan Sover Luck Rabbi Akiva. It explains as a strong word, but he has his reason for thinking that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva. The truth is, if you're interested in Yima'ayin, I mean, if you really want to get to the lumps of this, the best makor, so one that no halachic text ever quotes, which is the Balamor and the Mochamos and the Ravid on the bottom of the Rif in Sakhrin, which in general, Balamors and Mochamos just don't make it into the history of halacha, I'm not sure why, but there you have the Ravid, the Balamor, especially in the Ravid, a long discussion of this that actually might depend on whether it's Rabbi Akiva, whether it's the Chachamim, etc. And they work out the implications of the Shita, make it much more complicated. Ayin Shon. But he's assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Why is he assuming like Rabbi Akiva? Somehow he thinks Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva. Now, there's one Shita in between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Shita? Rashi and Tosfos, or Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Shita in between Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi says Tam Kikr is Midrabbanan. Tulsa says it's Midoraisa. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says Yesh V'Yesh. He's like the second Derech B, the second answer of Tosos. But he takes it, I think, he adds more than is present in Tosos, that Tosos meant to say. What does the Rambam say he depends on?
Where is this
from? Perek Tesvav, Machol Sosuros. All of Hefes Tarovos is in Perek Tesvav, Machol Sosuros. So the Rambam says, I mean, but it just, you should know, almost everything I'm quoting here is also in the Yosef, in Tzadik Ches. I'm not the, you know, so they didn't try to keep this secret. And the Beit Yosef also thought that these, you know, this was basic enough. The Rambam says, very poshut, V'yam nimtza v'en tam chelev, what does that mean? And what is Einam HaMashah? Passes me. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says it depends. And he also uses this line of Tam of Lo HaMashah. He thinks that the reason why Tam of Loma Moshe doesn't get Malkus is it's less than Kesayis Mitzvah Pras. But he doesn't say that's Chatzi Shir. He says that's Takin Darabon. So the Rambam splits it. He says if you have Kesayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, which he calls Tamo Uma Masho. That's Osir Min HaTorah. Right. What he means is Ta'am plus Kzayis Dehilchos Pras.
If you have a Kzayis of Isser but Dehilchos Pras and you can't taste it, that's Mutter.
Or only if you can taste it. If you have Ta'am, but Pachos Mi Kzayis Dehilchos Pras, that's only Osir Drabon.
Anyone want to tell me the Svar of the Rambam?
So the
Rambam is similar to the second sheet than Tosos, but I think,
I can't prove this, although compare the older parallel text, it seems to be pretty clear, that the Rambam is fundamentally different.
The second sheet than Tosos seems to be saying either way it's also midoraisa. Just one you get malchus, one you don't. The Rambam says straight out, also midoraisam, that, I mean, that makes sense. If you say either way it's doraisa, just if you get kzayis, you get malchus, if not, not. The Rambam says no. If there's a kzayis, mechdechil's pas, it's doraisa. If not, it's midrabanan. So, but no, but we know the chatzishir is midoraisa. Chatzishir also in the Torah. So, obviously, in this case, midrabanan. So, what's shot in the Rambam? So, there's a few different ways of saying the Rambam. You really have to be ma'ayin in this whole section of the Gemara. Something that kzayis mechdechil was passed, which we won't get into. But misvara, what we say is shot in the Rambam. Either time if it's doraisa, which case it should be doraisa either way. Might be possibly kashir, but it should be doraisa. Or time to give it to, so it should be the rabbanon either way. There is a line in our pesachim which says it depends if it's kzayis, which might say depends if it's kzayis with the achilas pras, but that still doesn't explain the svar. What's the svar of the Rambam? So the truth is, I can think of more than one svar, but Reb Chaim deals with this. This is the famous Reb Chaim here on the Rambam helps my whole story. Parak Desvav Alach Aleph. Although that seems to be based more, if I can read the order, on Maisa Karbanos, Perek Yud, all these days, all on this Korah sheet. He starts with the Hakira of Rabbi Yotam and the Remir Olins. He starts with the Hakira of Rabbi Yotam and the Remir Olins. And he asks, is Tam ke Iker? Now, right, shoot this. Okay. It's a little, certainly complicated matters, but let's just do it very, very briefly. What does Tamke Iker mean? Does it mean that, well, if you can taste it, then it can't be batal, right? How can you say batal? How can you say I ignore the minority and it's batal if I can taste it? Can't really ignore something you taste. So it's still here, so that's the one knows that the Isser is still here. Is it the original Isser? Or is it no, Tamke, the original Isser is batal? There's a new Isser called Tamke Iker. So, and he actually ends up holding someplace in the middle. That's his Hakira. Is it Igloi Milsa that it's not Bato and it's the original Isser? Or is it a new Isser of Tam Ke Iker? This was, I mean, he doesn't say so, this is not closing to Tam the Rim Orleans, right? This is Ravina Tam, who says you get malchus, and this is the Rimi Orleans, who says it's only an assay. And Ryan pointed out, but according to the Chacham, there'd be no nafimina. There still might be, this is very interesting, Rakhayim doesn't say this, and it goes against his part, but a lot of our Chacham are dying in the Rambam, says, you know, if you have chila tamo umamasho, you get malchus. Interestingly, the Rambam doesn't say, if you have chila tamo umamasho, you get kares. Why doesn't the Rambam say you get kares? So maybe the Rambam held like the Rimi Orleans, he just held Nishras. So it's a lav. But it's still only lav to get malchus. You don't get kares like chaylev. So you could, again, this would go against the Rambam, but the Rambam would say, according to the Chachamim, you get malchus, but not kares. But it's the same side. As opposed to being a Thomas says, a hadudu sir Thomas, say, no, there's a new sir Tam ke Iker. According to Rabbi Akiva, it would be only an assay. And even according to the Chachamim, it would be a lav. But there'd be no chiyuv chatzis, right? And it's striking. The Rambam doesn't say that you're chiyuv chatzis, just malchus. So maybe, even though I said more in between, that the Rambam longs on the side of the new Isser. What would be another nafkamina of this? So he says, well, another interesting nafkamina would be, let's say, and here's, Rav Shefta mentioned this, anyone know what special chomer we have by Bosom Chol and Klein Karen?
Isser Hanna'a, but that's also true about Orla. Right? So what special chomer is only by Basar B'chalav and Chayav Kerem and not even Orla? So it's us or even Shaloka Derech Achilaso. Your locus, I said Doraisa, even Shaloka Derech Achilaso. So Rav Chaim asked the famous question, which Rav Chaim, Rav Shechter dealt with in more depth, the Chavos Das, we'll get back to the Zikot Gimel. Is Nosin Tamlev Gam Mutter in Basar B'chalav? If I have a bad taste of Basar B'chalav, is that Mutter? Sure, if I have Basar B'chalav pot after 24 hours, it cooks something, but yeah, but it's Mutter. But even though it's a bad taste, Shaloka Derech Achilaso, it should be Usher in Basar B'chalav. Why is there a heter of Tam Lufgam and Basar B'chalav and Chayav Kerem when I should be loka, whether it's good or bad? So the Chavasach takes one approach, and Rav Chaim knew that, and it has the reason why he doesn't like it, but he says this depends on this Chakira. What do you think of Tam of Basar B'chalav Shalok Derech Achilaso? If you held like you're being a Tom, that Tom Ke'ikr was the original Isser, then what would be the din of Tom Basar B'chalav Shaloka Derech Achilaso? It would be Lokan, the original Isser, right? It's the original Isser. But if Tom Ke'ikr is a new Isser, then what would be the din of Tom Basar B'chalav Shaloka Derech Achilaso? It would be Mutter Min HaTorah. Because yeah, Basar B'chalav were very machmer even on a bad taste. But Tam Ke'ikr or Basar B'chalav is not Basar B'chalav. It's a different Isser called Tam Ke'ikr. In that new Isser called Tam Ke'ikr, we have no such Chumrah. And very similarly, he said another Nafkimina would be, and he basically put the Rambam on this side, although again, I'll end with it. He said, what about Tam Chametz Shenifzal Me'achilas Adam? Everyone knows, not everyone knows, so I'll Rambam right, but at least the Rambam knows. That chametz is also, even if it's nifsal me'achilas adam, unless it's chilas kelev. What about a taste of chametz that's nifsal me'achilas adam? So what would you say? If you said ta'am was the original chametz, then it should be aser. Because chametz is aser, even if it's possible from human, or for human being, long as it's edible by a dog. But if you said ta'am kicker was a new aser, then ta'am of chametz is not chametz. It's a different aser called ta'am. That different aser, as long as it's nifsal me'achilas adam, would be mutter. Other rayas as well, but let's just tie it in to what we're discussing. It says, and now he goes on a little. I'll just move up instead. He says, what about, stick something in, what about Chatzi Shir of Tam Ke'ikr? What about Chatzi Shir of Tam Ke'ikr? Chaim wants to say, if Tam Ke'ikr just meant like Rabbeinu Tam. The Tam of Chalev is Chalev. Then Chatzishir of Tam Ke'ikr should be Aser Min HaTorah, which is not what the Rambam said. But if Tam Ke'ikr is not that Tam of Chalev is really Chalev, it's a new Isser called Tam Ke'ikr. So that new Isser called Tam Ke'ikr would only apply to a Kazayis of Chalev. A new Isser, he says, a new Isser of Tam Ke'ikr only applies when you can eat the Tam Ke'ikr, which is Zayis Mechdei Achilas Pras. But a new Isser doesn't also have the Isser of Chatzi Shir. If Tam Ke'ikr just follows, you can taste the Chalev, there's Chalev there, it's Chalev. Half of Zayis Mechdei Achilas, half of Zayis Mechdei Achilas. But if Tam Ke'ikr is a new principle, even a Tam also has an Isser, has a Lav, or let's say, according to the Levites, if it's a new principle, even a Tam has a Lav, a Tam only has a Lav if that Tam, you could be chayav for that lav, if you eat the whole kazayis. But a tam doesn't have the isser of chatzi shir, because since you can't eat in the first place, the isser of tam is never chal. So mutter min haTorah only asker rabban, and that's how Rav Chaim explains the Rambam. Rav Chaim explains the Rambam based on this whole lundus. If you take the tzad that tam ke'ikr is not like Rabbeinu Tam says, how do you assert tam? It's not that Tom Kidd means if you can taste it, it's not buffalo, it's still here. It was always here. But rather, no, the chelev is talking, the Isser chelev is gone. There's a new Isser called Mishras, Tom Kidd. Then, that new Isser of Mishras, all the Rambams work out. That's why the Rav Chaim doesn't say this, and it doesn't work for him, which I'll explain in a second. That's why there's Malkus for Tom of Chelev, Tom Kidd of Chelev, but no Kares. Mishras doesn't have Kares. That's why Tom Kidd of Basar B'chalav is mutter if it has bad taste. There's no chumras on mishras. There's chumras of basar b'chalav, not a mishras. That's why tam ke'ikr of chametz
is mutter as long as it's nifshal yichilus adam.
Mishras is a regular iser.
A regular iser is mutter. And that's why there's no iser d'oraisa of chatzis shir on time of chilev, because the new iser of mishras doesn't have the chumer of chatzis shir. Only a real iser has the chumer of chatzis shir, but a new iser of mishras doesn't have the chumer of chatzis shir. That's what Reb Chaim explained the Rambam. Again, if you look in here, he says it, and Meister Kabbalist, he justifies it. In truth, and I won't get into this, Reb Chaim takes the between Shita, which he likes to do sometimes. He says, really, it's a little of both. It's a new din that then creates, is mafkia the bittel and brings back the original din. He wants to sort of have his cake and eat too. The reason is because there's another nafkamina you can add. What about Tom Kikr by mitzvos? If Tom Kikr means Tom Kikr of matzah on Pesach. If Tom Kikr means that it's really there, then you should be yotzei the mitzvah. Tom Kikr is just a new iser of mishras. That's a chumra. You should be yotzei the mitzvah. And yet, he points out that there's a Rishami that says, or Tosefta maybe, that says you can be yotzei the mitzvah, which proves it's original. There was why he makes it more in between, but Ayin, Sham, the Ramban, and others were have ways to be dochet. Okay. We're not going into that any further now, but now we understand a little bit of the basic lamdus within Tom Kidd. and that's how he explains the rounds in between Shita. Again, we shouldn't get into this, but I was thought there might be a simpler way to explain the Rambam. He makes a deal that allows this. But everyone knows the famous Hakiras and the Tzlach, the Chatzis Shiras, the Torah, etc. Because it's the Rufay Rav, the Karbon Nosser, the only way you can be Mitzari. Could be, you could say, an easier way. If it's less than a Kzai Spechtei Chilas Pras, the reason there's no Chatzis Shir has nothing to do with Tom Kidd on this, but because it's not Chazil, it's the Rufay. Because if you ate enough, it would be more than a Kedei Achilas Pras. So that's a different angle. I'm Sean. Okay, enough said. let's just fill in one more detail, and then we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. We've been assuming in the Rambam and the Shomer Mitosos, etc., that let's say there is Malkus on Tom Kidd. How much do you need to eat to get Malkus? A size of what? Lard falls into my chillet. I need to take a size of lard. Not a size of chillet. That is, in Tosos, not so explicit, but in the Rosh and Daf Tzadik Ches, it's very explicit, and for Yosha, everyone deals with the famous sheep of Rain of Tam. This is the locus between the Rambam. Yeah.
Well, then if the Rosh Ganazi, then isn't the whole chillet?
Hold that thought. The precisely. The there's another question you could ask, and we'll tie this into our first question, which is
what was your first question?
This. What happens when you have Tom Kidder? Let's say I have Tom Kidder. Tom of Chazer in Cholet. And let's assume there's Malchus. So the Rambam says, Loke, for Kazayas of Chazer. When the Tom says, you're Loke if you eat a Kazayas of Chulet. You're Loke if you eat a Kazayas of Chulet. So, now, theoretically, you could say that they're arguing more about the technicalities of Kazayis. Is it Kazayis? Is it Din Mechefta Shalis? Or is it Din Maisa Achilas Gav? But it's pretty clear from the way the Rishon Rishon Tom expressed himself that here they have a more fundamental machlokus. What is Usser in Tom Kidiker? The Rambam assumes that the Isser is Usser and the Heter is Mutter. Right, when you have Tom Kidiker, what that means is the Isser inside the Cholent is Usser. The Heter inside the Cholent is Mutter. And if you want Malkus, if you want Malkus, you have to eat Kazayis of pork. But if Tom says no, the whole Tarobus becomes Usser. But if Tom says the whole Tarobus becomes Usser. And therefore, you get Malkus, you eat a Kazayis, even of the whole Tarovis. Now, I'm not going to do this now, but you have to work to tie that Machlokas into this Chakira. Pashtus, if you said it's just a lack of Bittel, then you say like the Rambam. If you say it's a new Isser, you can go either way. Rabbi Tam, who thinks actually you get Malchus, and that, because a Hadri Lusuri Kama, so he thinks it's the original Isser, and he thinks that the whole thing becomes Usser, so it doesn't seem to work, so you have to say Rabbi Tam's a whole new approach. Rabbi Tam thinks that Tam Kikr means not just that the Isser is there and it's not Batal. No, the whole thing becomes Usser. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole thing becomes Usser. And now that it's a new Isser. No, it's a Hadri Lusuri Kama. Rather, that it's teaching us whatever tastes like Chazer is Chazer. And therefore, if the whole thing tastes like Chazer, it is Chazer. Not as a new Isser. Whatever tastes like Chazer is Chazer. Now, it's a very, very good sheet. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Whatever tastes like Chazer is Chazer. Now, someone will point out what the Prima Gadim and others have pointed out, and Adam will point out for us, that this machlokes is Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasei, who says that who was the one who said Panamashari Surin? It was Rabbeinu Tam, right? The Rambam Lachor didn't. So, the Rav doesn't like this at all. I can give you six svaras either way as to whether this is really the l'shitasei or it's not the l'shitasei, but the Paship Shah, I think, is that it is the l'shitasei, although I can give you many, many chilukim one way or the other. And the Rav, and the Shimas, no, the Shiurim, on Yerodea, denies it, but the Prima Gadim brings it up as a Havamina. But he says, oh, I want to say Rabbeinu Tam is l'shitasei, but no, the Shach wrote that Tanah Maser Shem is only Drabbanan, so can't be l'shitasei. But then we have Rabbi Kibbeh proving that the Tosfos that brought Rabbeinu Tam held Tanah Maser Shem Doraisa. Then all of a sudden you say, no, this is Rabbeinu Tam's Shem. Rabbeinu Tam says it all becomes Aser. That's Chanan B'Sherev Surim Daraisa. The Rambam holds, no, it doesn't all become Aser. Only the Aser is Aser, the Heter is Mutter. Chanan, there is no Chanan B'Sherev Surim. Or if there is, it's only a Chumrah to Rabbanan. So Pashto, even though one can be Chalek, Vein Kamak Maharich, this is the Shitasa. This is the Mokka. You want to know where did Rabbeinu Tam get a sheet to the Chanan B'Sherev Surim Daraisa? Because he helped. That's what Tam Kikr means. So there's another very fundamental machlokes of Tam Kikr, which in all probability, although there are those who deny it, underlies a very the most machlokes around, which is Chanan B'Shari Surin, at least on a Doraisa level. I'll point out before we go back to Shulchan Aruch that if you look in the Rush of Daf Tzadik Ches, there's an in between sheet of Rav Chaim Cohen who says, now, he doesn't say what he thinks he's going to say, something more complicated. If there's a Kzais Isser B'Techilos Pras, it all turns Usser. If there's less than a Kzais Achil B'Techilos Pras, only the Isser is Usser. So you see that it's Vedin, he said there are two levels of Tam Kikr. If it's a weak Tam Kikr, then only the Isser is Usser, but the Heter is Mutter. If it's a strong Tam Kikr, not just there's enough Isser to eat Kzais B'Techilos Pras, but you're Kaiv on a Kzais of Chulent, it all turns Usser. Okay, that's basically 1 hour. Very, very basic intro to the Yesodos of Hilchos Harochos. That's a very, very good question. Some people quote Rabbeinu Tam saying the same as Rav Chaim Cohen. The simple shot in the Rush seems it might be that Rabbeinu Tam is saying whether or not there's Kedais B'Techilos Pras, it all turns off. But you have to be medayik in the Lashon and the Sefer Yashar, and which itself is challenging this particular seven. Okay. Now that we've understood a little bit of Tam Kikr. By the way, how do we pass? Is it Doraisa or Darabana? Anyone know? We pass Tam Kikr to Doraisa, and Nafkamina is the Suffolk, is the Suffolk Doraisa Chomer, and that'll be Sephase. But for now, let's see if I can remember loose. Let's go back to Sephase. Okay. Now we understand the rule of Tam Kikr. Right? Now we're pretty far ahead. We understand that Lamaisa, when Isser gets mixed into Heter, that have a new taste. If you can taste the Isser, it's Treif. If you can't taste the Isser, it's Buffalo and Mutter. Why is it Treif if you can taste the Isser? Because Tam Kikr, what's Tam Kikr about? It's whole Machlokas, what the love of God it is. Machlokas is Doraisa, Drabanan. We pass against Doraisa. That's why in Sif Beis, the Machaber tells us that it's something Tam Kikr is Lachora. Let's go back to Sif Aleph then. So, now we want to know Tam. Now, Sif Aleph sounds pretty posh. Again, Isser Shinsar Behetr Mim Sheino Mino, Yom Chela Shinsar Basar, Yitamenu Ovigochavim, Omer Shein Botan Chela, Osho Mashish Botan Lashu Pogum Botar, Vushal Yusuf Lashbia, Batar Shal Yedash and Song Tanolav. You get a guy to, obviously a Jew can't taste it. So you get a guy to taste it, and if he says he tastes the Chela, then there it's straight. He says he doesn't taste the chaylev in there, it's mutter. And then I add some side points, just because it happens to be in the Gemara and the Rizar does sound nine. If it's a tam of gam, it's mutter, but it's a tam of gam that will end up being l'shvach, it's aser, but we're not going to get into that now. Now, first we have to figure out, why can't a Jew taste it? So the obvious answer is a Jew can't taste it, because it might be. Right. And if he tastes it and said, I don't taste the chaylev, then he's okay in the end. Little Freya. But if he tastes it and he says he does taste the chaylev, then I say, well, you just ate chaylev. Right? You just violated what we paskin as an ishah d'oraisa. So, obviously, you can't take your chance there. What does, however, the Taz bring up as a possibility? What? Why can't the Jew just not eat it, but just lick it? Right? There's actually three madrigas, the Taz points out. There's eating something. There's chewing it and swishing it around your mouth and then spitting it out, right? Like the wine tasters do, right? What do wine tasters do? So professionals work in a wine company. They want to taste the wine, but they don't want to swallow it because then they'll only be able to taste a few bottles of wine accurately and then they'll lose their expertise. So they swish around their mouth and then they spit. That's why they spit out. You ever see like in movies or whatever, these wine tasters, people are always spitting it out. So good, they want to get a good taste, but they want to retain their sound judgment. So they spit it out. And then there's another, even lesser madrigal, says you just lick it with your mouth. Which, if I lick a lollipop, I can tell that it has sugar in it, Taka. Even though the sugar is only the meat of the lollipop. Is that true? I'm not sure. even though let's assume there's some kind of candy where there's sugar in the meat. But even licking with my mouth, I can tell the sugar. I can tell it has sugar. Who at did? You know, you can have potato chips or salt as the meat. Even licking with my mouth, I can tell the salt. So why can't the Jew just lick it with his mouth? So that is a machlokes between the Drisha and the Taz. According to the Drisha, why can't you lick it? According to the Drisha, why can't you lick it with your tongue? Why can't a Jew just lick it and see if he tastes the treif? It's not also, it's only also Achila. So he says, we see from here that it's usher to even get a little taste with your tongue of licking treif.
Isn't that what the tongue kicking means? Taste of the tongue.
Ah.
That's
so
the
essence. Not necessarily. Because tam ki ikr seems to be referring more to the chefza. The chefza is the tam, it's like the isser, the ikr. Now, you might be right, but not necessarily. That wasn't a polite way of saying you're dead wrong. That was an accurate way of saying not necessarily. Because it might be, why does the chefza depend on the tam? Because the isser is really the tam and not the substance. But it might be just a rule in the chefza. So you can't prove that. But certainly, halacha l'maisa, we assume there's no isser d'oraisa in looking at, but the Drisha assumes that even if there's no isser d'oraisa, there's isser d'rabbanan, you can't, it's treif. It's usher to lick an isser. It's usher even to taste an isser, even just with your tongue, and even if it's a suffix isser. That's how machmer he is. It's usher either way. Therefore, he says there are people who, when they bought like meat from the butcher, weren't sure if it was salted meat or if it still needed to be salted. So they like lick it and see if they taste the salt. He says, no. That's a that's a problem because I have to figure out exactly why it's a problem, but because it, even if it's not kosher, even licking it could be a problem. Okay, without getting into the details there, we're not going to go into Malika now. And he that's the Drisha. So the Drisha says Ti'ima b'loshon is usher. However, the Taz himself disagrees. The Taz says, no way, Te'ima b'loshon is mutter. Although, if you're reading very carefully, what does he say? Does he say it's mutter to lick an isser and taste it with your tongue? Suffik. He says, Te'ima b'loshon is mutter and a suffik isser. The Achronim explain, because maybe licking it is only nisr d'rabbanan, so he's suffik. Suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. So the Achlok is, it's not an akatsa l'akatsa. It's not that the Drisha says licking an isser is problematic, and the Taz says, go ahead, you know, lick a piece of pork all day. No. It's that the Drisha says you can't even lick a suffik isser. The Taz says, no, you're allowed to lick a suffik isser. But everyone agrees you can't lick a vada isser.
Does
anyone
chew a suffik isser?
What?
Does anyone hold you about to chew a suffik isser?
That is not 100% clear from the Taz, but it sounds like it sounds like, especially when he says about only in tightness it's mutter to put in your mouth, it sounds like no one's about to chew a suffix kisser.
No one. Do we know anyone who passed?
The
people who chew gum and tell me it's because they didn't swallow it.
What's shot in the gum?
The juice of the gum is coming in your throat.
That's
your
chew. Yeah.
Well, that happens anyway.
It's going to be like,
even just looking at the tongue is anything. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to come back to that. Have to go on what's called kashrut.com. Right, is that right, Bonnie? He's, I think, the Rosh Hashanah for gum. So we'll see how he explains it. Okay, let's just summarize what's on the daf. Again, the Drisha says you can't taste it because the ima b'lashon. It's a very small. Te'ima b'lashon b'safek iser. You know, look what we're dealing with. You're not even putting your mouth, you're just tasting your tongue. And it's not even about the iser, it's safek iser. Even so, the Drisha says usser, and the Taz says mutter. Oh, hold on a second. If it's mutter, why don't you do it here? Why do you need a guy? So that's the case. I mean, you only bring a guy if it's something yeser. If you know that it tastes like chaylev, why bother to get a guy? If you know it doesn't taste like chaylev, you only bring a guy because you don't know if it tastes like chaylev. So why not just lick it and tell? If it's mutter. So what does the Taz say? Yeah, taka, it's mutter to lick a suffix tarovas iser with your tongue. So why didn't the Shulchan Aruch suggest it?
It doesn't work.
Because it doesn't work. It's mutter. But doesn't give an accurate read. I think I'm mixing my metaphors here. Right? Sure it's mutter. I have this chulent. I don't know if it tastes like lard. It's mutter since the suffix is sort of lick it with my tongue, but you know what? That will not give me an accurate answer to whether it's ham of lard. Because when you lick something with your tongue, you don't really get a vadai sense of what the full taste is. Licking with your tongue doesn't really give you an accurate sense of the taste. So sure, I'm going to do it, but I couldn't be so mech on licking it, because that doesn't give me, unless I actually chew it up and swallow it, I won't get a real 100% accurate idea of what it tastes like. So that's machlok, because Drisha says we didn't suggest this because it's usser. Taz says, no, it's not the mutter. We didn't suggest it because it doesn't work.
Just curious, the Taz brings the raya from the case of Mara.
Ah, okay, good.
So how does Drisha says that that's usser by Mara?
Ah, so you haven't seen the Pesachei Tshuva. Right? You call me Sherlock Holmes. But you haven't seen the Pesachei Tshuva, I presume. the Taz has a great raya. It's a very funny halacha, right? The Mara. What's the case of the Mara? What's a Mara?
Gallbladder.
Yeah, okay. So if a behemoth doesn't have a gallbladder, that's very controversial. The big tosos there in Eilut Trefos. Is it a trefa or not to be missing a gallbladder? But apparently we paskin that if you open up the liver and you lick where the gallbladder belongs and you taste gall, then that's good enough that counts for a gallbladder. So you're mesopic with the animal's trefa or not. So you lick the place in the liver where the gallbladder should be, and if you taste the taste of gall, then it's good enough it counts for a gallbladder. Okay, don't ask me offhand to explain this, because I'm not a trained veterinarian. So the Taz says, oh, it's a suffix trafe animal and you're allowed to lick it. Haraya, that I'm right. So that tells us, so what was Drisha thinking? Well, Drisha didn't know Mefurish Shulchan Aruch. The answer is that Drisha was something like the Shach says back there in Tzumim and Beis, right? Like if you're really learning the Iyun, you would say, well, I got to check out what people say in Tzumim and Beis, but this day Chuba knows that. Right, we're only human beings. And therefore, he quotes the Shach in Zoom in days right here. Says, the Shach told us, no. The Karov Hadover, she yitom tamar, ayin shav. Shach says, we're only makel. The Shach holds like the Drisha. Says, we're only makel over there
Because the odds are very, very strong that you will taste the bitter, and that's the way things work, and it's very, very good odds in your favor. He points out a little later, I think he was making sure quotes that...
Is it good odds in your favor?
That probably it is kosher. Probably you will taste the bitter taste. And
But the Shach is saying the probability is good that it will be yasser.
Then it'll be mut.
No,
only in that case in Siman Mem Beis. Right, they also, some are going to point out that I can't find it right here, that Rabu Hamatir beneath the Lamora anyway, he may be not really Shach anyway. So really, basically, the Shach, the Jews say, the only time he let you lick it is in Siman Mem Beis, when it's so many studies say that it's really kosher. But if it's worth 50-50 suffix mamish, then it's usher. Well, the Tata says, no, we learned from here that any suffix is mutter to lick. If you ayin pesach you, I'm not bringing down all the shitas, but he brings down the Tzemach Tzedek and the Nodi Yehuda. But basically, the Achronim are noted lahachra here, like the Shach and the Drisha. Tzemach Tzedek want to be make a little more, even more than the Taz. Oh, that's what you're asking. The Tzemach Tzedek says that any Isser Drabanan, you're allowed to taste even with your mouth. So that's the Tzemach Tzedek here. He's even more mingled than the Taz. The Noda Behuda at the end of this Pesach Tshuva says, no, really, it's only Mutter. You can only be Mekel, like if it's an Isser Pogum, not if it's a good tasting Isser. So Lemaisa, I think the Achronim are mostly Nota Lahashmir here, like the Shach and the Drisha, that you shouldn't even taste an Isser, even with your tongue, even a Suffolk Isser. that, and therefore we stay away from tasting Isser entirely.
What if I go up to my chol and I smell that there's pork, I can smell the smell of an Isser from I didn't purposely taste it, it's just a smell. I smell the smell.
Okay, so I'm not sure what you're asking. You might be asking, if I can smell the pork, does that make the tolling treif, even if I can't taste the pork? Or you might be saying, is the etzem smelling usser? I mean, either way, I'm not going to answer your question. They're both mefurish in, meaning mefurish machlokas. In simen kofches, simen recha, recha melsa, recha lav melsa, so let's leave it until then.
I'm saying, even for this Indian, though, if I just walk up and smell it, though, that's like, what does it say? It's indicated, it's also talked about there?
Yeah, that's machlokas. It's a machlokas between the shach and the grof, if I recall correctly, whether you're allowed to smell. Oh, no, sorry, I apologize. No, that's sure enough. If you're a pork and you're chulent, then that's dealt with in the Pesach Tshuva. There are pashas where you say you are allowed to smell it. You're just not allowed to taste it.
That's an indicator of taste, you're saying. Oh, I say it's an indicator of taste, but it's not that
pork. Ah, I see. If it smells like pork,
yes, you know
that. If it smells like pork, does that make a treif? So, pashtas.
Even if it tastes like gum, but the smell is good, it's still usher.
No, you sing the other way around, I think. Pashtas, that would be a function of Recha Milsa, and this would be a funny, interesting case. And Pashtas, it would be usher, but we'll have to get into more. The last thing I want to discuss now, and you'll excuse me maybe for just going a little late, but we missed a shear, and I want to catch up with everyone. is the goyim angle. Now that we understand the different cheetahs why a Jew can't, why can a goy be toy? So, what does the Gemara say? Does the Gemara say goy? The Gemara says kfeila. Is kfeila dafka?
No.
It's machlokas. How many different machlokas are there about whether kfeila is dafka? How many different reasons could there be why kfeila is dafka?
Two.
Two. There's, when you ask if kfeila is davka, you're asking two totally unrelated halachic questions. Number one, you can ask, is a kfeila davka because? Because only a kfeila. I know he's an expert, but only a kfeila can tell, has refined taste buds. Meaning, b'tzius, only the kfeila can tell. A regular guy can't tell. And you could ask, is a kfeila davka because? Only a kfeila will tell you the truth. Because Yuma Lamar and Lusi. Let's start with the first question. Is fairly Pashut lahalacha, meaning forget about nemlos, right? There's two reasons you might need a kfeila. For him knowing the answer, or for him telling you the answer. Right? So do you need a kfeila? Forget about whether he tells you the truth. Let's say he tells you the truth. But do you need a kfeila to really know the taste? Right? Can anyone tell what it tastes like, or can only a chef tell what it tastes like? So this is a discussion, the Torah quotes in the Rashba, apparently the Yesh Omer, the Rashba quote somewhere. No one's really willing to vouch for this by name, but the Rashba quoted someone who says, no, it needs to be a kfeila, because only a kfeila has refined taste buds and really knows what all the different tastes in your soup are. Right? I give you a bowl of clear soup. So you can't tell me what the ingredients were in the soup. You'll say, yeah, it tastes like, I don't know, I think it tastes a little like the soup my wife makes, but I'm not sure. It's like, you know, but a kfeila will say, ah, rhubarb and lupines and, you know, beef and fatty beef and, you know, and pepper and you put in thyme and you put in whatever it is. I have no idea what you actually put in the soup. Meaning, only a kfeila knows what he's talking about. A regular guy, as hard as he tries, just doesn't know what he's talking about. That is a Yesh Omer in the Rashba. I don't know anyone by name. I know people by name who some Achronim say hold this. But I don't know any Rishon by name who explicitly hold this. Do you? Because it's in the Chetza. If the Chetza has the taste of treif, it's a Chetza of treif. Again, that goes a little against Eitan's angle. If the Chetza has a taste of treif, it's treif. So how do I know whether the Chetza has a taste of treif? Maybe the Baal Bas will say, I don't taste the treif, because he doesn't have refined taste buds. But if the kfeila can taste the treif, then it's a chefta of treif. So the Yesh Omer says, yes, you have to know what is tasteable here. The only person who knows what's tasteable is a kfeila. He has refined taste buds. That's the Rashba quote. Someone thought that. But we legamre reject that. We reject that legamre. The Shach actually thinks the Rush also holds that way. But that's just one interpretation. We reject this legamre. Why do we reject this legamre? Because what did the Gemara say first? If it's a mixture of truma and chulin, who tastes it? A kohen. Any kohen. Right? Any kohen tastes it. So what does that show? That even a regular person tastes well enough to tell what it tastes like. So therefore, kfeila has nothing to do with taste buds. Maybe you need kfeila for nemonis. But we pass in the Rashba says in Rov Rishonim that we go by a regular person's taste buds. Oh, maybe the kfeila can taste something that we can't. Well, you know what? The Torah goes by what an average person can taste, not what a kfeila can taste. Even if the kfeila taka could taste chelev, if the average person can't taste chelev, halachically there's no tam chelev, because halachically tam is defined as tam tasteable by a regular person. And therefore, you don't need the, you might need the nemunas of a kfeila, but you don't need the taste buds of a kfeila. Anyone's taste buds are good enough, because when the Torah said Mishras or Yulei Nachrim, or whatever the Torah, the Rabbanan, made Xerah to Asr Tam Ke'ikr, they said Tam means Tam Han Morgash Lerov Bnei Adam. Therefore, even if, like, Takafai, Truman Chulin, I would go to a Torah not a kfeila. Now, why don't this kfeila be machra on me because he has some special training? If a regular person can't taste it, then I'm good. So that's pretty clear. And his kfeila is not davka because he needs taste buds. That's pretty clear. Anyway, the Torah goes by the average person's taste bud.
If a kfeila does taste it and he says, I can taste it because I'm a connoisseur, but the average Joe on the street cannot taste it.
I wouldn't rely on that. The truth is that halach lemaisa, I haven't seen this explicitly discussed, but I would bet that like any person who discussed this would say once the kfeila tastes it, it's usher. Don't like then go around to a non kfeila. Like you can't fool around. I'm not sure whether it's Dorabanan, Doraisa, but lemaisa, you can't fool around. I don't think you could fool around at all. So now let's go to the second angle. The Gemara doesn't say kfeila because you need special taste buds. We go by the average taste buds. But maybe it says kfeila because you need nemanus. What does Tosos say right there on the daf? Tosos, on daf, sadi zayin,
says... Sorry, that's how he's saying an olive. So, Pina, Fela, Avgadon, Kodmu, Kevin, Fela, Loma, Shakish, Lo, Yasser, and Nosso. He says, Nemonis! Since when's a guy in Nemonis? You ever heard that a guy can be a Mashgiach in a restaurant? A guy doesn't have Nemonis. You ever heard of a guy is Kashul Avis?
Yes. That's not a shock, so it's you.
I mean, you ever heard before this, before this, you ever heard that a guy is Kashul Avis? Of course that's the most ridiculous thing ever. So why do we believe a guy? Meaning, if I told my mother that the halacha is, let's say, not me, I'm Eric Ifra, right? I tell my mother, my grandmother, I tell my grandmother, you know, if you have a mixture of like meat and milk or treif and kosher, you don't have to automatically throw it out. Just get a guy to taste it. If he says there's no treif taste, then it's okay. So call me your former rabbi. Like, what is this? You know, there's no way anyone would believe me. You know, I might as well say like I just came from Mars. No one will believe me. Why? Because everyone knows you don't believe a guy of any sort. Okay, but that's the first gemara that you do. So why do we believe a guy of any sort? So Tosfos and Iran say, because Kfeila is Davka. Zerul Uman Lombara Unase. An Uman, a professional, doesn't want to damage his professional reputation. A regular guy, Taka, has no nemonis. Right? A regular guy doesn't have nemonis. But a professional, who's asked for a professional opinion, will never lie in a professional opinion. Because lying in a professional opinion will damage the professional reputation. You know, even if, I don't know, maybe he's a very anti-Semitic guy, for all we know. He's like, he wishes he could trip up those Jews in their rituals. But he knows that if word spreads that there's this like obvious taste of chilev in your cholent, and he said there wasn't, what kind of chef is that guy? He can't even tell the difference between the taste of barley and the taste of chilev, and it loses professional reputation. Right, so I go to a Goyish jeweler and I ask him to appraise a certain diamond. He's not going to tell me the wrong appraisal because there goes his whole reputation. His whole reputation is based on the fact that everyone knows that he's an expert and always gets it right. So therefore, the rule uman lamar nase, that it's not that when Goy has nemonis because he's a human being of a Goy, he has nemonis. He has nemonis to this special chazaka that uman lamar nase. It's not nemonis of the gavra. It's a chazaka. It's not nemanis, it's chazaka. There's a chazaka, umma lamarum nase. And we always follow chazaka and call it our kula. So that is one approach. That's kfeila is dafka, because umma lamarum nase. So let us just briefly summarize. The different opinions here as to why. Why a guy has nemonis? So we already have one answer. Why does a guy have nemonis here? Means the first gemara. One is Tosfos. Tosfos says, Uman lo mara umnase. Does the Mechaber agree with that? No, the Mechaber didn't say a word about faith. He said, Ovid Kuchav. Seems he's not like Tosos. So okay, someone give me another shot. Anyone from Rashi, maybe? Another shot? Anyone know any other sheets that we've shown him? Rashi says, and that side is Tzadi Zayin, I'm pretty sure Rashi says, says, sorry, what did you say?
He won't lie.
Why won't he lie? What do you mean?
He doesn't know why.
He might lie. Ah, what do we call that?
Sylvia.
Exactly. Rashi says, here we are. Sadi Zayim and Aleph. Vashviguna demutra lisma halav lifi tumo lo yudu at street mo devaris of a hector. Rashi says, Mesiach lifi tumo. There's a halachic concept called speaking innocently. To the best of my knowledge, I'm not a lawyer, but
But I think in American law also sometimes they have like things that like if you hear say something and it was just said over innocently, like it might be admissible or something. I don't know any lawyers here. May see a levitumo. If I say it innocently, meaning if I'm saying something on purpose, that's a question of nemonis. That's called ebus. I get up and I say, I fully understand the implication of what I'm saying, but I vouch for the fact that it's mutter, or us, or chayiv, or potter. That's ebus. There are rules later to say that, but shnei dim, and one of the basic rules that a guy is on a mutter. But then there's, I happen to say something without thinking that it's important. So the rule is, a standard person, you know, whether a Jew or at least perhaps the rule maybe, we'll see on what level, but they're certainly smarter. A person's not, unless a person is has a like a psychological illness, right? Unless we have sociopathic people. So after, what do they call it?
Pathological liar.
Okay. A pathological liar will just tell you it's night when it's day and it's day when it's night because he has mental problems.
Very sarcastic.
But a normal person, if it doesn't matter, he'll tell you the truth. Because, like, why would any normal person, unless he has psychological problems, lie for no reason? That's not ageist, nemonis. Nemonis means even though he might have a reason, we still believe him. They say, I'll be too much in the Gemara, send a few places, and they say, I'll be too much nemon. Right, if, you know, right, that's from a woman's husband disappears. Right, woman's husband, I don't know, she goes into the, you know, the Russian army never comes home. And you happen to, you know, the choker people with Eidos. But you happen to overhear some guy saying, yeah, telling his friend, I was with this Jew named, you know, Joe Goldberg from Minsk, and, you know, he looked like this and whatever, and you wouldn't believe what happened, even though he was a Jew, they threw a grenade, and he jumped on the grenade and saved us all, and he was blown to smithereens, and, you know, he doesn't know anyone cares. Let's just say, I'll be too much talk, and the woman can remarry. How long is it if that ever happens? The past and the woman's mother to be remarried. I mean, not really, should possibly go to case unless you have more years of training or something. But, you know, theoretically, you know, a posik will paskin without batting an eyelash. Me see if we tumo's nema. Great shot. What's the big problem that everyone brings up with Rashi? The Gemara talks about me see if we tumo and gives a very clear rule. It's in Baba Kama. All right, we'll get to it by, you know, Tufshin, Ayin Gimel. That's only by Eidos Isha, meaning by Aguna. Eidos Isha doesn't mean anything to do with women. It means Aguna, because by Aguna, as we know, we have unique kulas. Or by Isurim, Drabbanan. By Isur Drabbanan, Taka, going to say, if we two most Naman. Okay, there's details, etc. Shlita thing comes up, etc. Isurim Drabbanan, I'm going to say, if we two most Naman. By Aguna, even though it's Daraisa, it means if we two most Naman. But by every other Daraisa, may say if Tumo is not Naman. And Rashi knows this, Mefurish Gemara. It's not a Rambam. It's a Mefurish Gemara that everyone knows. So, what is Rashi thinking when he says, may siyat lefi tumo is Naman? But only for Dirabanans. So what's the answer? Ah, so the Truma Sadeshin explains, right? Truma Sadeshin says, Lishi Tase, Tom Kaker is Durabanan. Tom Kaker is Durabanan, then we're in business.
What's Durabanan about the Arayos case with Aspi is missing?
No, that's the exception. I mean, the special rule that for Aguna, right, Durabanan were uniquely Makil, and even though Aguna was Daraisa, they gave it all the coolest. If you'll ask me what gave them the right to do that, you're right, that's a whole weeks of Limud in Yavamas. What gave the Rabbanan the right to? Since when can the Rabbanan like start fooling around with Yisurim Daraisa? But the general principle is that Mesiach Mitumo is not acceptable on the Torah level. On the Torah level, there's no Nemanis even Mesiach Mitumo. Only on the Rabbanan level we believe in Mesiach Mitumo. So we believe in for an Isur Rabbanan or for Aguna, because the Rabbanan had special radical kulas for Aguna. But this Daraisa is the answer, as Rashi. Rashi's Lashita say, Rashi has a luxury of saying Mesiach Mitumo, because he holds. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Because he holds that Tanki Iker is only Drabbanan. And the truth is, it's not, even if the Rambam might also say this, right? The Rambam, according to the Shach at least, Rashi, plus maybe the Rambam, what does the Rambam actually say? Anyone know what the Rambam actually says about this issue?
Doesn't say anything, but the shach that many of whom assume he holds like Rashi Seal would too well, that's fine. It's also the shitas. Remember the Rambam says, anything less than a k'zayis or chdei achilas pras is only drabanan. If you're bothering to ask a guy, it's because it was less than a k'zayis or chdei achilas pras. So therefore, it's only shitas drabanan. You can be ma'amin, but do I mean seal too well? So far we're okay. The question is, are there other shitas out there? First question is, what about the shita of the rush? How does the rush hold? We're not sure what the rush holds. There are three possibilities in terms of what the rush holds. But either he holds you need both, and then there are two explanations why. But let's say better. Who's the one who says the rush holds like Rashi? Rush. Lefi. Beis Yosef. Right? The rush says Mesiach Lefi Tumo. And the Beis Yosef says, who says you need to Uman? Maybe just the field of Vitumo. Again, the way the Torah is dancing. So hold on, the rush passes like Tosas Tom Kikers Doraisa. Yet he's Mom and you see it for Vitumo. The rush is still a problem. Some of the problem will start going through you. And then what about the third Shita? What's the Shita of the Rashva? Ah! Oh, what do you mean by both? Be very careful what you mean by both. What do you mean by both? There are two things you can mean by both.
He wants the kfeila to be there to know he's there, and he wants him also to be...
No, that's the ish omer in the Rashba. What does the Rashba hold?
Either.
Either, exactly. Rashba, either. Either Uman or Mesiach Lefi Tumo. He says, Taki, both right. If it's an Uman, even if he knows it's a halakha issue, he's Neman. And if it's a Mesiach Lefi Tumo, even if he's not a Neman, he's Neman. He holds like both kulas. So, yeah?
That's not the Rashba in the end.
I mean, he's not. The Rashba. Right, so the Rashba in the.
In the Tori, that's. I mean, that's possible. But as the Beis Yosef brings him in the end, so the Yishmach Mirin, the Losim Pin, and Ella Akhil, and so.
Right, in the.
Yishmach was in the Rehab.
Right, in the. That's in the. In the. That's quoting. This is a very interesting thing, by the way. Oh, one second. Yeah. The. In the end, he says, like, lachash the Devarim. Okay, so the end, the Rashba is a little more choshish, but certainly the Ikaradin sounds like, when the Torah quotes the Rashba, either one is good enough. Right? So if the Rashba holds either one is good enough, and what does Beis Yosef himself hold? What does Beis Yosef say in the end? Got something? What does he conclude? The nearly Yesh Lismos are told that the Lomashim will be Kfeil Shem Asiyah for Bitumo, over Nachri, right? That a Kfeil is Mokhi Gmanam Asiyah for Bitumo, over Nachri, the Lot, Kfeil is Mokhi Gmanam Rashba, the Shur of Day, Lodge and the Palig. Umi, when Atzachina is Asiyah for Bitumo, the Rashba, perhaps, and the Beis Yosef. Now, here we have a problem. The Rashba, you're right. Maybe he was closer, bro. Right? So, he's less of a problem. But the Beis Yosef, Paskin, Tom Kicker, Sto Raisa, and the Rashba passes in Tom Kikers Doraisa, and the Rush passes in Tom Kikers Doraisa. So how do they accept both kulas? I understand the kula of Uman. Uman is Neman even in Doraisa. You don't have to say that, but you could. But how do we accept the Seal of Mitumo in Doraisa? It's a big problem. So how do we answer this? How do we answer this? What's the shot? How do we accept the Seal of Mitumo in Doraisa? So, now, but only for Doraisa, Durabanans. So how do we accept it for Doraisas? So, you want to answer? The best answer is probably the Shach. The best answer is the Shach. He says, Milsa da'avida le'gluye. The truth is that this is similar to what the Ravid says and others say about Avis Hashem. Says, when are we not ma'amin a guy? When we have to trust him. Because he might lie. What's the one case when you won't lie? Think about this. You ask him, what does this taste like? And he lies and says it's mutter. I'm the guy. I'll be the guy. Okay, you be the Jew. You say, does this taste like Caleb? I lie and say it's mutter. So if I say it's mutter, what's the next thing you're going to do? And what are you going to taste? You're going to taste the Caleb. Like, if I lie and say it's mutter, I'm going to be discovered. No one
Now, neither Jew nor guy would lie if they know they're going to be discovered. If I think I might be discovered, then I might take my chances and lie. A lot of people might say, well, yo, people lie and they might be discovered. But if I know I'm going to be discovered, if I know that in 5 minutes everyone's going to call me a liar, why would I lie?
But the whole point I'm asking is maybe it's not only he'll be able to tell us.
No. If he lies and says it's Usher for no reason, then okay, we haven't done any of the risk. If he lies and says it's Mutcher for no reason, then I'm going to eat it. And I'm going to know he's a liar.
The point being that the reason why we need him is because he knows what the stuff tastes like, and maybe someone else won't.
Ah, you're saying maybe the Jew doesn't know what pork tastes like anyway.
That's the whole point.
That's what you see. Chaylev. No, but that doesn't work for Chaylev. Because Chaylev tastes the same as? Shuman. Right? Pork, maybe. Chaylev? I don't know. Chaylev tastes the same as Shuman. Right? Chaylev Chaya. Right? We only Chaylev Chaya. So do you know what Chaylev tastes like? So that's not going to work for all these cases. So, it's the Shach says, look, in a milstav he did the blue yeh, even a guy is now on. Because even a guy, any person, won't lie if they know they're going to be caught.
But simply the Tumo doesn't know that he's being asked about what he's going to taste in 5 minutes. He thinks he's just talking down to his buddy.
No, you're right. He doesn't know it's a halachic issue. But he knows it's lying
for food. He doesn't know we're going to be eating it.
What do you mean he doesn't know we're going to be eating? What else are we going to do with food? He knows it's food, right? Now, okay, maybe some places they live with Goyim, some far-out provinces, maybe the Goyim weren't so bright. Do I know? I don't know what the Goyim were like in Siberia. But you don't have to be so bright to know what someone's going to do with a pot of cholent. Right? They're going to eat it. What else do you do with cholent? So you're right, the Goyim doesn't know anything about halacha, but he knows that you're asking him, what does this taste like? And you're going to eat it, because what else are you going to do with food, and you're going to realize he lies. So why would he... Why would he lie?
Why does he care? I mean, so you find out 5 minutes later, I'm sorry, I lied. I mean, that's the whole point. He doesn't have nemus because he wants to be machu.
No. Even if he might not care, in some level, still, everyone cares about being an obvious liar to people's face. Now, you're right, some guy might be very chutzpahdik. And that's why not everyone agrees with this, right? But, Tosus didn't agree to this. But the Shach thinks that this is a good enough sorrow.
You could also say, according to the Shach, and in terms of Jeff's question, that it leans back towards the concept that Kfela is particularly a Shach, right? He doesn't want to lie.
No, because here we're talking about Mesiach Vitumo. This question was only about the Mesiach Vitumo, not about the Qumran. Okay, now, I only have 30 seconds left before I turn into a pumpkin. So let me just sort of review some of the other sheets. There's another opinion in the Shach. The Shach quotes another opinion which he didn't like so much. That Yesh Omrim, Yesh, you wrote in the Torah, Yesh Omrim in the Shach, that a guy, Mesiach Vitumo, is Neman, the Oraisa, Imlo, Ischazik Yisura. This could get into a lot of lumdus, whether Tarobus is Ischazik Yisura, Lo Ischazik Yisura. You can go home if you're a lumdus person, tying into all the things we discussed today. But he says, look, maybe we misunderstood. The Gemara only said a guy's not Naaman if there's a Cheskas Isser. Over here, it's Cheskas Hatter. So, he's Naaman. Okay, that's radical. The Taz has another big finish. The Taz says, a guy may see Achlefi Tumo Naaman bid Oraisa b'Isurin back low b'Edus. Just not Edus. The Taz says that when the Gemara says that you're not Neman to see a Tumon Dor Raisas, that's talking about Mamanus and Erva, where you need a Chalos Eidos. But in Isurin, where you don't need a Chalos Eidos, because Eid Achanem and Isurin is not a Chalos Eidos, then a guy is Neman. So the Taz is a radical Kula. A guy may say a Tumon is Neman in Isurin. All the Gemara that said may say a Tumon is not Neman, we're talking about Mamanus and Ishus. The Yesh Omer says, at least the guy's Neman in Isurin with no Cheskes Isser. But Pashtas, we agree with the Shach. Pashtas, we agree with the Maskana, the Shach, that a guy in Yisrael Tumo is never Neman to Raisas unless it's Milsa that we do
Liguye. According to the Taz, what's the half meaning of the Gemara that a guy would be okay for? We know a guy isn't good for Aedis. Why would a guy in Yisrael Tumo also not?
Because maybe Yisrael Tumo has a special power. And it's like an Umdina. It's an ansadi. The having is that we say litum was an ansadi. Okay, just briefly to summarize some of the other shitas. There are potentially two more shitas. Eitan said, and, right, and he was right, really, based on the Beis Yosef's quotes, right, so this is the Rashba was machre this way, and this is clearly Yish Omer in the Rashba, and the Rush, maybe the intention of the Rush, who said, you need Uman and Beisiyach Lefi Tumo. Now, of course, they could mean one of two things. They could mean you need Beisiyach Lefi Tumo for Nemanus and Uman for the taste buds. But they could also mean you need both of them for Nemanus. And there may or may not be a fifth sheet to Agav. Pshat of the Rambam might be a fifth sheet. What's Pshat of the Rambam? Plus Pshat of the Rambam? What? Right. Neman Stam, he doesn't need anything. Oh, why would a guy not need anything? Probably because of the Shat's reason and mostly about people who get. So, but again, the Achronim aren't willing to even believe the Rambam about that. Okay, let's just pass on Halacha Maisa, then we'll end. Halacha Maisa, how does the Mechaber Paskin? Like which day does the Mechaber, how does the Mechaber say in the Shulchan Aruch, what does he say? He says, what kind of guy? What? Mesiach Lefi Tumo says, V'hushu Tzor Shalo Yeda Shesom Kena Lav, has to be Mesiach Lefi Tumo, but all the Achronim, both the Shach and the Gra, assume that what does the Mechaber mean? Like he said in the Beis Yosef. So even though Pashup Shad in the Mechaber is like Rashi, they all assume that what he means is like the Beis Yosef. And this is Halacha for Sfardim. It's that, no, Uman is the easy Sfara. Mesiach Lefi Tumo is the Chiddush. When he says Mesiach Lefi Tumo is Neman, Kal Vachomer and Uman. So for Sfardim, the Halacha L'maisa would be that either way is good enough, either Mesiach Lefi Tumo or Uman Omar and Nasi is good enough. And that's the Halacha L'maisa. Why am I saying that's only for Sfardim? Because Ashkenazim, for some reason, which we'll have to figure out next time, don't hold of if you fail altogether and we talk and go against the Gemara. So we'll figure out next time, in addition to many other things, why Ashkenazim go against the Gemara. Okay. I apologize for doing a little time, but I consider it just sort of a